progress is being made within the hearts and minds of those who are reading these messages. By progress, we mean there is a shift within the consciousness that is reflected within the holographic activity that is you. In other words, the thoughts that each of you are is thinking and acting within itself. Your psychologist and your psychiatrist would say there's a shift in the data stored within your subconscious. The prayer given previously, I am a human becoming, help me to become, is powerful enough that simply reading it and considering it with a positive attitude begins the shift. The victim attitude is deeply ingrained within humanity as a whole. It shuts down the light of each child as soon as it is absorbed from the parental attitude. With the realization that victimhood is a falsehood and the idea being released, the holographic pattern immediately begins to brighten. Use it as a mantra, especially when encountering situations that have in the past triggered what have been referred to as giving away your power. These can be encounters with other people or other life situations resulting from inappropriate decisions. The prayer wording allows a shift in attitude that reflects an intention to taking back that power. As it is practiced on a small scale within each individual life, then it becomes a tiny grain of sand in the mass consciousness that grows as others receive and begin to use this simple thought in their daily lives. It might be appropriate to define mantra. It's a short series of sounds or words that bring upon balance within what you call the subconscious awareness. Often the sounds are from ancient languages that are not consciously understood, but resonate at the DNA, RNA level of the body, bringing about change in an outward flowing manner. The mantra, as currently used, is often an intuitive decision on the part of one person assigning it to another. Frequently, the appropriate combination is not giving, and years of repetition brings little, if any, change. Some choose on their own with the same result. The use of the simple prayer, I am a human becoming, help me to become, guarantees results. The most benefit is gained not by setting aside a period and using continuous repetition, but by single statements made in connection with conscious recognition of thoughts, encounters, or situations that are bringing forth your victim response. Remembering and thinking it several times during the day is also very helpful. You each have victim responses, and there are no exceptions. You simply deny you do in order to deny that you give away your power to an ego that does not. Denial is the shield of the empowered ego that fosters victimhood as a result. This prayer will end the deification of the ego. Ego is a function, not a false, thou shalt have no gods before me. The number one false god is the falsely enthroned ego that you have been programmed to struggle against. A number of commonly used quotes are appropriate. That which you resist, persist. That which you fear shall come upon you, and so forth. You have been programmed to turn everywhere but inward in self-contemplation. That results in self-empowerment that in turn flows outward into expansive expression. Self-contemplation is not sitting and staring at your navel wondering, who, what, and where am I? It is practicing the use of the universal laws and contemplating the result of the applications in experience for the purpose of self-enlightenment. Each experience is a pebble in the pond of your life. You're not so friendly, not so. I've added other layers of programming very effectively. You must not look inward or empower the self because that is selfish. You are then guilty if you consider empowering the self because it is then implied that you will use the power to overcome others. This results in distortion through misinterpretation early in childhood as each attempts to establish their innate tendencies to follow what gives them joy into greater expression. The distortion spread into countless intermingling and interacting complicated behavior patterns that pass from one generation to the other. The simple use of the prayer mantra frequently within family and group situations by the participating members would bring dramatic changes. The wide use of it wisely would have phenomenal results. The point of this segment of information is not a sermon, but instead to illustrate how a statement of simplicity and appeal can bring forth change in a way that resolves and literally dissolves the intermingled and interrelated distorted patterns of experience. If you doubt this, use a small prayer and observe what happens. The more you use it appropriately, wisely, the greater demonstration you will observe. Following the first remembering uses of it, you will find yourself using it silently in situations as simple as being irritated because the waitress is slow. It changes your experience, which in turn changes hers. There will be big irritations that will slip by, and later when remembered, these and the most appropriate times to say is with meaning. in emotion. It works. It would seem that this series of messages could perhaps have been condensed down into a few simple statements that would be as effective as a small prayer. Perhaps, but would you have heard them? And observing human tendencies, especially ones with media overwhelm and information clutter, it's a matter of chipping away at an established pattern of the read and toss syndrome. Most who have awakened to the reality of the situation surrounding you are avid readers and listeners with this syndrome deeply patterned. The media overwhelm consists of constant repetition plainly presented and supported by subliminal keywords and phrases. This places a shield of resistance at the subconscious level that then accepts subliminal messages like arrows penetrating a target. These messages have had to slowly penetrate this shield using repetition and realizations of truth as our arrows to penetrate the shield and to cause the places in the shield to open so that the messages could be absorbed in rereading of the same version but understood in a new light. Greater clarity and greater clarity of particularly two statements should augment this opening process. This doesn't indicate that your shield attempting to protect you from the media barrage is weakened. Instead, it's strengthened. The greater realization of the bigger picture of both aspects of your surrounding situation allows for conscious sifting of all the information you're inputting. The realizations of truth and your sincere commitment to the project have rearranged the content of the subconscious in a way similar to programs used to computer files can be rearranged, allowing the disk space to be used in a most efficient configuration. This will be reflected in your life experience. There may be some confusion, especially during your sleep patterns, as this reconfiguration of your subconscious actually happens. For the most self-aware, it will be more pronounced and for a time even troublesome. This process will allow you to absorb important contents of the messages into a format at both levels of consciousness. It's like entering two interacting programs on a computer, something like Word overlaying Windows, both contributing to a greater practical application available to the user. How well it works depends on how well the user learns and applies its available unique applications. This is an apt analogy for careful consideration by serious users intending to take advantage of the opportunity to shortcut older methods of grubbing it out.